pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all, good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, Take No Prisoners, with Vito Esposito. I'm Vito. Our call number today and every Global Patriot Day is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. It is Friday, the 9th day of June, and we are certainly approaching summer. It's amazing how quickly this year has flown by. Amazing how 875 plus days, the damage that's been done by the anti-constitutionalists. But you know what? If you're into cigars, give a little plug to JR Cigars. They're offering 20% off. If you buy 20 cigars, with the $100 order, and you get 20 cigars free as well. So they have a great selection of cigars. JRCigars.com. And you can sit there and you can indulge and drink your adult beverage of choice, or get on a golf course and spark one up. And so I get mine from JR Cigars and from Thompson Cigars. Love those two online. Not to mention I do once in a while frequent a local cigar shop, which can't smoke cigarettes. That is just not fashionable anymore. But hopefully your Patriots are doing well, had a great weekend, and we're kicking off the – I'm sorry, you had a good week, and we're kicking off the weekend. So I like to start every Friday by reading from the good book, the Holy Bible, specifically Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19, which is titled The Wicked Man. And the wicked man is a perfect description of Joe Biden. The wicked man is also a perfect description of one Barack Hussein Satoru Obama, because it does appear that he does pull the strings of the puppet Joe Biden. But verse 12 of the wicked man, Proverbs 6, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. And you know, I don't want to distract from the good book here, but there is on Twitter, Greg Price, at Greg Price, he posted a video where a newsreader had asked the wicked man Joe Biden a question, and it was concerning weaponizing the DOJ. We didn't use the term weaponizing, but quickly, you know, Biden in his lying fashion, he looked at the reporter and then he rose his hand up and with his finger, he started pointing and he was proclaiming that his honesty, not one single time, I suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do bringing charges because I'm honest. And he's pointing his finger. And I can't help but think every time that frail old fraud speaks, he just continues to validate what God's word is under Proverbs 6, the wicked man. So verse 13 again is he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. 14, perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord, and boy, has Joe Biden and his handlers sown discord, huh? 15, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue. Boy, that does describe Joe Biden. It also describes one Barack Hussein Satoru Obama, a proud look. You know, they both have that stupid smirk and then they just continue to lie. Hands that shed innocent blood, and we saw that with both Biden and with Obama, Benghazi, and, of course, Afghanistan. 17, a proud look at a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. That is the wicked man. That aptly describes Joe Biden. Joe Biden installed on January 20, 2021, and in 875 days has created absolute turmoil in the United States, continued chaos. Keeping the American people off balance, plunging international and national affairs into chaos, the constant distractions, a proud look and lying tongue, describes both Biden and Obama. And after all, Biden was Obama's underling, and in some cases, you have to think he still is, because Joe Biden is not smart enough to do everything by himself and has surrounded himself, and including the White House executives, with Obama minions, each and every one of them, including Valerie Jarrett, including Susan Rice, including Jake Sullivan, including the chief of staff who departed. Biden's chief of staff who departed. Joe Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. So the Antichrist does need an assistant. And with the wicked man reading a proud look and lying tongue, it does describe both Biden and Obama to a T, doesn't it? The destructive Democrats, you know, working to dismantle our constitutional republic, working on a daily basis to dismantle our constitutional republic, working on a daily basis to disrupt the Americans' way of life. And they have certainly disrupted our way of life in simply 875 days or less. Energy, supply chain, food prices escalating. They work on a daily basis to disrupt our lives, keep us off balance, distract us, all by design. I was speaking to Eye Guy earlier, and he again used the term, it's all by design, and he's absolutely right. We have a totalitarian government who works on a daily basis to implement their tyrannical and totalitarian Marxist ways. And yes, they are working on a daily basis to systematically dismantle the U.S. Constitution. Charles Krauthammer had it right back in 2009 when he stated that Barack Hussein, Tatora, Obama will systematically dismantle the U.S. Constitution. That statement that Charles Krauthammer made is actually really profound when you think about it. Because we really didn't understand. And you know, maybe it was we just refused to believe that government is as corrupt as we saw. You know, it's just no coincidence what's happening today just suddenly happens. You know, we were told, and those of you who can remember, we were told how bad Richard Milhouse Nixon was and the Watergate, and it propelled two Washington Post news writers, Bernstein and Woodward, it propelled their careers. I mean, after all, the President of the United States was engaged in illicit activities, and he ordered the break-in of the Democrat National Committee, not the Democratic National Committee, because there's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. And then we fast forward to 2023. And what we are seeing and witnessing today is something I never, ever thought I'd ever see in my lifetime. I thought these acts in which the federal government is acting were limited to communist China, communist Russia. There's a gentleman and a great patriot who served his nation well that I follow on Twitter by the name of Thomas O'Connor. And he goes by at They Call Me Tom. And he posted this message today. And I think he sums it up pretty well. I'm going to limit my Twitter activity today and through the weekend. I'm furious over the blatant sham that the DOJ/FBI is pushing. Never did I imagine we would be at this level. And then he said, they followed it up, I think the river is calling my name. Getting out of town seems like a good idea too. And really, Tom expressing that view, I think is what many of us felt yesterday. Many of us were feeling with the indictment of President Trump. And it's like, how can we arrive at this point in our history? What has changed in history from our founders, who were great patriots, great men, who crafted such a great document 236 years ago, called the United States Constitution, and they believed in freedom and liberty, and they believed that we could govern ourselves. And of course, Benjamin Franklin probably said it best when he was asked, what, leaving the room by a citizen, who said, "What government did you give us?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." And it appears that we can't keep it any longer. It appears, as Tom said, who served our country, by the way, and you know, saw from a military aspect and reveres this nation because he sacrificed and he sought to defend this great country, as many people did, as many of our parents and grandparents and our fathers who did. My father was a Purple Heart recipient. And never could we have believed in our lifetime that such tyranny could occur so quickly. And the tyranny is based on corruption and power. So it's official, and that was today's theme. It's official. It's official because it's all by design. America is now being led by a totalitarian autocracy. Totalitarianism is defined as of relating to or being or imposing a form of government in which the political authority exercises absolute and centralized control over all aspects of life. The individual is subordinate to the state, and opposing political and cultural expression is suppressed. Opposing political and cultural expression is suppressed. What we are witnessing today is a totalitarian regime in Washington, D.C., that has targeted their political oppositions, I said, with an S, plural, all by design. And cultural expression is suppressed. By God, if you are a parent and you petition your government for redress of grievances at, let's say, I don't know, let's say a school board meeting, the Department of Justice under the Biden-Harris totalitarian regime considers you a terrorist. Can you imagine exercising your First Amendment right of free speech, of peaceably assembling, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, and you're now referred to as a terrorist? That's what Joe Obama, that's what Kamala Harris, that's what their Justice Department thinks of you and me, we the people. Number two definition of totalitarianism, a system of government where the people have virtually no authority and the state wields absolute control over every aspect of the country socially, financially, and politically. Well, can you imagine if you're a Republican and you've declared your candidacy for president of the United States, and since your declaration to seek your party's nomination, you conduct, I don't know, let's say you conduct rallies around the United States, and you go to places like Texas, or you go to places like Nebraska or Nevada or Florida, and thousands of people, tens of thousands of we the people, Americans, okay, go to listen to your message, and they cheer you and they applaud you. And can you imagine a government, a sitting government now, is attacking that very individual, their political opposition, and a media that is controlled by the opposition party, by the Democrat National Committee, aid and abets the Democrat Party in demonizing and vilifying that presidential candidate, the political opposition, by the way, of the sitting party in Washington, D.C., in the White House. Number three, characterized by a government in which the political authority exercises absolute and centralized control. And I talk about distractions. You want to talk about distractions before I get into how President Trump's indictment is a distraction? So while we're being distracted, okay, by the Frello fraud and his handlers, you want to see how this totalitarian definition applies? Joe Obama today was going to sign an executive order, unilaterally, mind you, okay, unilaterally, that will ban gas furnaces and stoves, not with congressional approval. But the totalitarian in chief is going to start banned gas furnaces. And we're being distracted, okay? While you're looking away, and while this corrupt regime is attacking we the people, behind the scenes, they're implementing their radical globalist agenda under the climate hoax, the climate scam, to further control we the people. And you want to know the definition of tyranny? Unjust or oppressive governmental power. A government in which a single ruler is vested with absolute power. And that's why it was so important to install Joe Biden on January 20, 2021. Now, Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. So he surrounds himself with his anti-American handlers who pull his strings. But he's so willing to do it because he wanted this power. He so much sought this power over his 40-plus years of political activity in the U.S. Senate, which he was never smart enough to get his party's nomination, which he was never ethical enough to get his party's nomination. Tyranny, number three, the office, authority, or jurisdiction of an absolute ruler. There is no doubt that America is headed down that road. And Greg Price's video that he posted on Twitter was absolutely priceless. Biden gets one question, and then he has to lie through that. I should not do relative to bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I didn't use the DOA. I'm honest. Really? Joe, you're not honest. You're not honest, Joe. You've never been honest. I mean, you're a walking, lying machine. Okay, so enough about the personal side of Biden. I can go on the personal attacks for the next however long is left. But the issue now is it's official. Okay, it's official that we have a rogue and tyrannical government now who is seeking to stop we the people. They are exercising their totalitarian authority. That's Joe Biden and his handlers. They've weaponized the Department of Justice to go after their political opposition, and in this case, it's former President Donald Trump. We have watched for 7 years, folks, the effort that's been placed by the left wing, by the Uniparty, to upend Donald Trump. In 2016, in November of 2016, the cabal. I mean, think about this, okay? President Trump was president-elect, and within 10 days of winning the election against the pantsuit princess, Hillary Rotten Clinton, the Democrat Party, the cabal, the Uniparty, the establishment crafted a document called How We Resist Trump and His Radical Agenda. I'm sorry, and his extreme agenda. Now, there are no policy forms that have been put in place by President Trump. And in 10 days, the cabal worked to put together a resistance package, which they follow to today. Do not normalize Trump. Do not give Trump the benefit of the doubt. And think about that. Okay? Here's a man, President Trump, who isn't afraid to talk to anybody. You don't become a billionaire and a successful businessman by being afraid to speak to anybody. So he takes on his adversaries, including Kim Jong-un of North Korea, communist North Korea. And I say Kim Jong-un, paying homage to that real genius in the United States Congress. I believe it is Maxine Waters, Kim Jong-un. Okay. So in forging and opening up dialogue with Kim Jong-un, President Trump is able to get the remains of 55 Americans who were killed in action during the Korean War, get their remains returned to America, and by DNA, they're able to put to rest, offer closure to 55 families in the United States who lost a loved one in the Korean War. Now, all President Trump received was backlash, was consternation, was criticism. He was attacked. He was continually attacked, including from Nancy Pelosi, part of the cabal in Washington, D.C. But that was the implementation of How We Resist Trump. That was the plan of action. So it didn't matter that President Trump was successful in creating a dialogue and having human remains returned of American soldiers who were killed in action. Didn't matter. Didn't matter that gas prices were brought down and America had become energy independent. And as a result of being energy independent, America was not reliant upon terrorist countries such as Saudi Arabia, who financed the attacking of the United States of America on 9/11/2001, and that is so important. Why are we forgetting that now, 20 years later? In 20 years now, we have a president of the United States and his corrupt anti-American regime being dependent upon foreign sources of oil. The mission of eliminating fossil fuels, which has led to the highest inflation in 40 years, which has led to the highest gas prices at the pump for Americans, for working Americans, for poor working Americans, for middle-class Americans, for wealthy Americans, for high middle-class Americans, for all Americans, irrespective of race, color, and creed. But the mission was, how do we resist Trump? And it was put in place in November of 2016, after the 2016 election. Think about that. Let that sit in. Because this has been the mission for 7 years. The left wing, the Uniparty, their mission has been to upend Trump. And you have to ask why. What does Donald Trump do? Why is he so much of a threat? Is it because he rallies Americans into believing that America is great, and therefore the tyrannical government that's in place right now absolutely opposes this type of patriotism, this type of belief in the United States of America? Well, it must be, because if you and me, we the people, are exercising our First Amendment right, which states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. If that is a threat to a tyrannical government, then this must be the reason why they oppose Donald Trump so much. And I've asked myself, since this indictment's occurred, what is the real threat of Donald Trump? And I'm sure you all out there are asking the same question. I mean, Tom O'Connor said it best. I'm furious over the blatant sham that the DOJ and FBI is pushing. And he's so right. The day that Donald Trump and Mrs. Trump descended down the elevator at Trump Tower is the day the mission of making Trump toxic took effect by the Uniparty in Washington, D.C. The use of the Justice Department once again being used by the totalitarian Biden-Harris regime in Washington, D.C., weaponizing the Department of Justice led by Attorney General Merrick Garland, a bitter little man, a bitter partisan little man. You know, there was a reason Merrick Garland was not confirmed to the Supreme Court in 2016. And you know what? It's a good thing that Merrick Garland wasn't confirmed to the Supreme Court in 2016. But sadly, he's doing even more damage to the rule of law, to the U.S. Constitution, to we the people today. He's a bitter partisan. But the U.S. Senate must have seen something in 2016. And now it's payback time, folks. It's payback by Garland and Obama, which makes Garland a loyal soldier to the current regime, the totalitarian Biden-Harris regime. Garland is a good soldier to execute the intimidation and fear tactics that are being employed by the Biden-Harris regime. How about the intimidation, once again, using the Department of Justice to go after parents, labeling and arresting moms for having the audacity to attend local school board meetings? Because those parents, those moms and dads, we care about our children. We care about what our children are being taught. We don't like the indoctrination the curriculum that's being used to pollute our children's minds. We send our kids to school to learn really the basic stuff, reading, writing, arithmetic. Third graders in communist China are learning about calculus. Third graders in the United States, the perversion wants to teach them about what sex they are and how many sexes there are and gender identity. And if you're a parent and you dare to speak out, okay, the White House believes you're a domestic terrorist. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine in America today exercising your right to petition the government for a redress of grievances and doing it in a peaceful way? Your free speech is being abridged by the Biden-Harris regime using the Department of Justice to weaponize, to silence your speech. And now the DOJ, the Department of Justice, led by Merrick Garland, not only is instilling fear into the hearts of Americans, he's going after a president of the opposition party, a former president who has declared his candidacy for president of the United States. And there seems to be no outrage, certainly expressed by the DNC media, because they have that same left-wing social Marxist ideology, aiding and abetting the Democrat National Committee. So it's official. It's official that the Biden-Harris regime is using the Department of Justice to go after their political opposition, whether that political opponents are mom and dads who are petitioning the school boards, speaking out against the type of curriculum, or if it's a Republican running for president of the United States, such as Donald J. Trump. It's also a distraction. And you see how all of this is coordinated and how it all ties in? Just this past week, on the heels of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announcing there's a paper trail of a $5 million bribe being sent to the big guy, Joe Biden, after he got a special prosecutor in Ukraine fired who is investigating Burisma Holdings, at the time was the largest Ukrainian gas company. Oh, well, Vito, you're rehashing this. Excuse me, but it's important to rehash this because now it's being disclosed that there's a paper trail, a $5 million bribe. And who was on Burisma Holdings board at that time that Joe Biden had the special prosecutor fired? Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And guess who else? Chris Hines, John Kerry's stepson. Yeah, you know, the climate con man, John Kerry, the anti-American con man, John Kerry, his stepson was also on the board of Burisma. It was also stated that Nancy Pelosi's son was involved in some way in Ukrainian energy, maybe not Burisma, but in Ukrainian energy. Why? Because Ukraine is a cesspool of dishonesty, of corruption. Tony Bobulinski, a former business partner of the Bidens, confirmed that Joe Biden is the big man and was receiving 10%. But somehow, we can't talk about that. So as Marjorie Taylor Greene releases this information and now it becomes clear what country it was that was bribing Joe Biden with a payoff, suddenly the indictment of President Trump becomes the focus, the distraction. Marjorie Taylor Greene, nor Global Patriot Radio, made up this thing about a special prosecutor being fired. So in case you're hearing this for the first time, okay, after Marjorie Taylor Greene had mentioned this, okay, the special prosecutor being fired was in Joe Biden's own words because he had the blessing of Barack. So here is the wicked man Joe Biden bragging about having the special prosecutor, Victor Shokin, in March 2016 fired. And the Obama-Biden team, those two individuals, used a $1 billion loan guarantee as a means of holding the Ukrainian government hostage to fire Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma Holdings, which was compensating Hunter Biden, which was compensating Chris Hines. And in the end, now it appears there is a paper trail to show that an official with Burisma Holdings sent the Bidens $5 million bribe. The vice president at the time was Joe Biden. So here is Joe Biden in his own words.
Tonight there's some troublesome news for Joe Biden. No, it's not what you think or what you may have heard in some other news outlets. We generally don't dabble in that kind of stuff here, at least not on this newscast. No, this is actually a lot more important because it may have to do with malfeasance, may have to do with corruption on the part of our former vice president. I want you to listen to what Mr. Biden said last year about getting a prosecutor in Ukraine fired.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
So they put someone in place who was solid at the time. They got the special prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, fired. Fired. They withheld, Obama and Biden, withheld a $1 billion loan guarantee. Now, what's the significance of this audio? One, it shows that Joe Biden, who tries to be big man on the campus, has diarrhea of the mouth. And as a result of this braggadocious Biden, okay, disclosing this, trying to be big man, okay, it led to President Trump being impeached the first time. Yes, Nancy Pelosi quickly jumped into action when Joe Biden had diarrhea of the mouth in 2018, okay, in order to cover up for Joe Biden at the time, the House quickly sought measures to impeach President Trump because it was said at the time he was going after his political opponent. Now, Joe Biden was not a declared candidate in 2018 for President of the United States. He was now a former vice president. And the former vice president, who enjoys being big man on campus, actually exposed corruption, his own corruption. And it was being covered up by the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., led by Nancy Pelosi, who quickly went into action to impeach President Trump. Now you fast forward 5 years later. You have a member of the United States House has disclosed that not only was there a paper trail of bribery alleged, she names the amount of the bribe and names the country in which the bribe occurred. And the name of the country is who Joe Biden disclosed when he had diarrhea of the mouth, bragging about withholding a $1 billion loan guarantee to the Ukraine. And the cover-up is now there is a price tag as to how much Joe Biden and the Biden crime family received for having Viktor Shokin fired. In just this one transaction, it's $5 million. Just one transaction. And you see, this is the distraction, folks. This is how the cabal works. This is how the Uniparty works in Washington, D.C. This is how we've come to a tyrannical government that's in the White House that's going to suppress we the people because they are covering up corruption at the highest level, the White House. And now the tyrannical Biden-Harris regime have weaponized the DOJ and engaged in lawfare to attack their political opposition. And this time they are going after their political opposition, who's a declared candidate for president of the United States in the opposing party. There is one problem with all of this with regards to the DOJ indicting President Trump. Seven charges, including obstruction of justice. There is one problem. And certainly we would hope that facts, no pun intended, trump this witch hunt, this distraction, this illegal act of going after the president of the United, a former president of the United States. And it's called the Presidential Records Act of 1978, which President Trump has followed. Matter of fact, if you go to conservativetreehouse.com, you can read where the chief of staff at the time, Mark Meadows, sent a memo with regards to the presidential documents or the documents that the president was going to take on January 19, 2021, which presidents do take. The Presidential Records Act was enacted November 4th, 1978, and the PRA changed the legal ownership of the president's official records from private to public. And what's also ironic is the documents that apparently President Trump has relate to the 2016 cheating scandal that one Hillary Rodham Clinton, her presidential campaign, and the DNC were engaged in, including concocting and manufacturing a phony dossier called the Steele dossier, which the Clinton campaign paid for. It also has the presidential records also have the cheating that was done by the Obama-Biden regime with regards to spying on a private citizen, Donald Trump, a president-elect Donald Trump, and a president of the United States. You see how tyranny works? You see how these despots work? And I think President Trump, actually summed it up pretty good on Truth Social. Put three bullet points that he outlined. And it's also a distraction, by the way, with the indictment of President Trump. It's a distraction from the classified and possibly top secret documents that Joe Biden stole as a senator and a vice president. The media isn't even talking about the corruption of Joe Biden and the mishandling of classified documents, as well as not even talking about this $5 million bribe Joe Biden allegedly received from the Ukraine. So President Trump posted, page one, the corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted seemingly over the boxes hoax, even though Joe Biden has 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania and documents strewn all over his garage floor where he parked his Corvette and which is secured by only a garage door that is paper thin and open much of the time. President Trump nailed it in just that one paragraph, that one statement that he put out. The communist Chinese have infused upwards to $72 million to the Penn Biden Center for Biden's library. And the very first revelation of Biden having classified documents in his possession was when they were uncovered at the Penn Biden Center. So not only has Joe Biden been bought and paid for by the Ukrainians, is he been bought and paid for by the communist Chinese? You have to wonder, with all of these anti-constitutional acts that Biden has been engaged in, by Biden's handlers that have been engaged in, why are we not talking about the classified documents that Joe Biden stole as vice president and as U.S. senator? You are not to leave the room as a U.S. senator with classified documents. How did they end up at the Penn Biden Center, which the communist Chinese infused over $70 million? Where the communist Chinese operate an office at the Penn Biden Center. One document can expose any type of clandestine or even operatives. One document. Now, we can talk about what President Trump had in one location, a locked safe in Mar-a-Lago, which was receiving Secret Service protection. Instead, okay, we're going to talk about President Trump, and we're going to indict President Trump, and yet no one yet has to answer for the 1,850 boxes of classified documents at the University of Delaware that Joe Biden stole as a U.S. senator. We're not going to talk about the additional boxes of documents, potentially top secret and classified documents, in Chinatown. Holy cow. You know, we've been reading about the communist Chinese setting up police stations in Chinatowns across the United States, including in New York. No wonder the communist Chinese are setting up these police stations, because in Chinatown, in D.C., who knows if there's a communist Chinese police station there? But there's Biden classified documents that he stole as U.S. senator. You see what the distraction is? The distraction is to go after Trump so you don't talk about this. Page 2 by President Trump yesterday. I have been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday at 3 p.m. I never thought it possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States who received far more votes than any sitting president in the history of the country and is currently leading by far all candidates, both Democrat and Republicans, in polls of the 2024 presidential election. I am an innocent man, all in capitals. Number 3, page 3. This is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. We are a country in serious and rapid decline, but together we will make America great. And President Trump is absolutely right. I never thought it possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States. How we resist Trump and his extreme agenda, that has been the goal of the Democrat Party. That has been the goal of the cabal in Washington, D.C. That has been the goal of the Uniparty. And now there is a distraction afoot to once again protect, shield, and cover up the corruption of Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Not to mention when you start connecting the dots, you will find other corruption when those dots are attached, which I'm sure will be Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, who I believe to be the puppet master. How do we go from freedoms and liberties, from a free nation, ideology now of Marxism, of totalitarianism, of tyranny, to the likes of communist China, to the likes of communist Russia, with an oligarch in the White House. A totalitarian tyranny. All because the mission is to make America great again. And in doing so, in making America great, it knows no race. It knows no creed. It knows no color. The bleeding of red, white, and blue. Our founders, imagine our founders were fighting the monarchy, the tyranny of King George III and Great Britain. And they crafted a document called the U.S. Constitution to bestow those freedoms upon us. Give us our God-given rights. Give us our God-given right of freedom of speech, our God-given right to practice our religion freely in the United States without government intrusion, giving us rights to petition the government for a redress of grievances, which now is considered extremism. Well, you can be part of the Democrat Party and be a part of that violent arm, and you can destroy cities. You can attack, maim, and kill police officers. But by God, if you're a mom, if you're a mother, and you go into a school board meeting and you call out the administrators for teaching this perversion to children instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic, you're considered a domestic terrorist according to the Biden-Harris regime. And now that same tyrannical regime is making it a mission to destroy a man who wants to make America great, who believes America is great and can be great once again, as it was from 2017 to 2020. We were energy independent with zero inflation. Americans could afford to fill up their cars to drive to work. Maybe take a cross-country trip. Maybe, you know, go see grandma. And now we're experiencing the highest gas prices ever. Ever. Why? Control. That's what a tyrannical government does. They seek total control. How dare we the people support such a man in Donald Trump to believe that America can be great. And in doing so, they are seeking to destroy the man that Americans believe can change this country, that can change the world and make America a better place to live. But I guess with tyrannical governments, when you look up the definition of tyranny, totalitarianism, a system of government where the people have virtually no authority and the state wields absolute control over every aspect of the country socially, financially, and politically. That, folks, is what we are seeing today. President Trump isn't simply taking arrows. They're now throwing spears at him. Conscionable what we are witnessing today. It's unbelievable what we are witnessing today. I just have to echo once again the gentleman, the great patriot that I follow on Twitter, Mr. Tom O'Connor. I'm going to limit my Twitter activity today and through the weekend. I'm furious over the blatant sham that the DOJ and FBI is pushing. Never did I imagine we would be at that level. We've got 3 minutes left, folks. We're certainly going to keep President Trump in our prayers. At some point in time, you would hope that sanity prevails, something will give. But, man, they're pushing we the people. And they're pushing the wrong way. Tomorrow night, we've got Usama Dakdak and a beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Eric from Kafiristan with the Cross and the Crescent discussion. Monday, Alan and I will be back at 6 p.m. Eastern Time with Mama Mia, No Sharia. Wednesday is Hank Jones and Poly Sports. Check him out at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are trying to get some additional hosts to fill in for the days that we have available right now. Other shows to watch or to follow, on Blog Talk Radio following this show at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out Annie at Southern Sense Talk Radio with our great co-host, author Curtis Bennett. She's on from 1 to 4 p.m. today. She's got some great guests that she'll have on. Check out the Audrey Russo show. Go to audreyrusso.com, and she's on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want an apolitical show, check out Joshua's show on the Simone Nicole show. Joshua does a fantastic job on Spreaker.com, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R.com. He's on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday evenings. He's got an eclectic menu of music. Sometimes questionable, but he does a great job. And have you exercised today? And I did 3.2 miles today, Joshua, because I know you're listening. You're on the switchboard, so God bless you and SB. God bless Sue from New Mexico. Ducky Northwest, iGuy, thank you guys for joining today. I want to thank everybody in podcast land for joining as well. Let's stay firm, folks. Let's push back. This is no more insanity. This is authoritarian rule, and this is not the United States of America. What's being done to we the people is unconscionable, and we're not going to stand for it. So God bless you all. Have a great weekend, and stay safe out there. Ciao for now.
Not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows
enjoy your breakfast, SP and Joshua.
You have to play this one more song. Feeling patriotic today.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
All right. Have a good weekend, folks. Ciao, Joshua and SP. Take care of yourself. God bless you guys. Ciao for now.